Welcome to the Purpose Graciously Revealed podcast, where every 2 weeks we delve deep into the life-changing power of triumph and share stories that ignite your passion, inspire action, and unlock a world of limitless possibilities. If you're seeking to unlock your inner strength, overcome adversity, and embrace a purpose-driven life, get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey of purpose. And now your host, refugee-turned-journalist, philanthropist, and purpose coach, IB Dabor.
Welcome to a special episode of Purpose Graciously Revealed, and I mean a very special episode that will change your life as we continue to celebrate a year of inspiration, growth, and purpose. I'm IB Dabor, your host, and I'm deeply grateful for your presence today as we delve into this uplifting episode together. Recently, I released our one-year anniversary video highlighting stories of resilience and triumph from our esteemed guest. While this episode is in audio format, I believe its message will still continue to touch and transform many lives. Is that powerful? While you'll be listening to the audio version here, if you want to watch the video, and I strongly recommend you watch the video, the impact is just so profound, head over to www.pgrpod.com. PGR as in Purpose Graciously Revealed. And so the website again is www.pgrpod.com. If you feel in stock or overwhelmed by challenges, let this episode offer a beacon of light, especially if you're on the brink of giving up. Through the lens of adversity, this episode showcases the transformative journeys of individuals who have triumphed against all odds. Featuring special guests like NFL Super Bowl champion Tim Wright, an expert negotiator, attorney, and sports agent Ron Shapiro, each story serves as a testament to the power of resilience and the pursuit of purpose. These stories aren't just about success. They're about overcoming tough times and finding your purpose. Whether you're grappling with personal struggles, professional setbacks, or haunted by past experiences, these resilient voices offer solace, inspiration, and a roadmap for navigating life's toughest challenges. So prepare for a breakthrough and uncover that within every trial lies the potential for growth, strength, and profound purpose. Get ready to be moved, motivated, and inspired as we dive into this exclusive recording. Let's now transition to the recording, and may your life truly be blessed by what you hear.
When my dad passed, at that point in my life, that was the point where I actually needed a father figure in my life. And because he was not available at that point, I made certain decisions, wrong decisions, that affected my future.
I was going through a season of adversity, and I didn't know how to respond to what was happening to me. I couldn't have even seen that there would be a way out. And there were times when life was almost not worth living, and I thought about it, a tub of warm water and a razor blade.
It was a very devastating point for my life because I didn't know who I was after that, because my identity had been wrapped up in that engineering. It was tough.
My mother suddenly went on a trip, had a massive, terrible accident, died on the spot. If there was a good doctor somewhere in a good hospital somewhere, my mother wouldn't have died.
In the world of sports, one of the toughest forms of adversity is when you get injured. One of the worst case being a torn ACL. which happened to me twice.
Half hour surgery went to 2 hours. Wow. And I came out of it and I was told I could never play again because of the damage that had been done and that was done.
Wow.
And you know, you hear that all the time, and I'm coming back, but no, this was one of those ones that you just weren't coming back from. It's a smile of pain.
But, that's a good way to put it.
It's a common thing we talk about. You can either cry or laugh. We do a lot of laughing.
When I started off this, you know, the guitar project, you know, knowing that I'm not making any sales yet, and I'm putting all of my income into this. I exhausted my entire savings into this. And the savings, everything just finished one time. I was like, God. Then right after then, my job, they laid off folks at my job, and I was part of the folks who were laid off. And that thing was telling me, see, you're dumb. You wasted money on the guitar. You don't have a savings now. And let me see how you're going to survive. And those were humble moments.
Living with mental illness and dealing with substance use disorder, it nearly broke. Like, it took me to my knees. When the smoke cleared, I had nothing. I was homeless. I literally had absolutely nothing other than a loving family.
There's a certain stigma around models and the way you have to look and the way you have to be. And although I started interpublic relations and I have that side of my life that's behind me, it still remained. It's still a certain look, a certain attitude, a certain way of being. And also the stigma that's attached with women and aging. And that clearly weighs a lot on women today.
When I was face down, friends who saw me lying there made a U-turn and went back the other way. Family members who saw me lying there crossed the street and went down the other side. But a few wise men came and picked me up and put me on the back of their rides and took me to the house of worship. And for the first time in my life, I was spoken to as though I was a son.
And I remember after a severe beating at about the age of 7, I was lying on the ground, battered and bruised. And I remember looking up at him and saying to myself, when I grow up, I'm going to be a policeman so I can arrest you and people like you.
When I decided I was going to take charge of my life, I didn't look back. I had to go back to school to start all over. Started from, I got my bachelor's. I went ahead to get my master's, and now I'm a PhD. So by the special grace of God, I identified my limiting beliefs. I decided I was going to take charge of my limiting beliefs. And in the process, I decided I was going to take action rather than just speak and not take action. So God made it possible for me to transition from a college dropout to a PhD. Wow. God made it possible for me to transition from an extremely shy person to a public speaker.
I knelt down. I'll never forget it. I just had this thing well up inside of me. From this moment, I'm going to do everything I can at the age of 13 to save every life I can.
Life is full of choices. We can choose to be this victim that life has done all these terrible things to us, and that's why I can't get out of the hole I'm in, or that's why I can't hold on to a relationship or get a job, it's because of my past. Others will look at their circumstances and say, you know what, yeah, I've had a bad childhood, or I've had all these setbacks and these challenges, but they're not who I choose to be. I am going to choose to get over my past.
It's not what happens to us that's most important. It's what do we do with what happens to us?
I think the whole point of tragedy is to put a seed inside of us and watch that seed germinate in such a way that the tragedy actually becomes secondary to the triumph that follows the tragedy.
Don't be discouraged by the conflicts and the polarities and the things that are going on in today's world. Just
Take it one person at a time. Reach out. Tell them you love them even though they don't necessarily agree with you. Find a bridge to build.
The support that other people gave me is where I found my purpose. I knew then that what they were doing for me, I needed to spend the rest of my life doing for others.
When you hit rock bottom, you just have to stay afloat and find a support system. If not family, one friend or two that would support you in whatever you do, even when you hit rock bottom. Very, very important to have a support system.
It's the hole that brought me back up. You know, my parents, my siblings, a few of my friends, my faith in God, and the resilience that I had, didn't know I had developed along those lines from a six-year-old girl, striving, moving, I'm going to do it, I'm going to get through this subject, I might not understand it, but I'm going to find a way, I'm not going to quit.
Once I forgave my father, who I never knew, all of a sudden, my eyes were open. The wise man that had picked me up and walked with me and talked with me, and they held me until I was able to stand on my own. And it made all the difference in the world.
God is the one who holds me in his hand, and that anytime I'm with him, and Jesus promised this to us, when you ask, it will be given to you, and when you knock on the door, it will be open to you. When you look for it or search for it, you're going to find it. That's a key promise to me as a follower of Christ and as a believer, and it informs the ways that I approach things. And I am so thankful for, you know, for God and for the things that he has done in my life. And I, you know, so glad to share with you on this platform that it is because of my faith that I was able to overcome many of the challenges that I faced.
I have no control over the disability of hearing loss. Thank be to God for opportunities. Today, I get to use hearing aids. So you probably experiencing disabilities. Whatever the disabilities is, ask yourself, what has God provided or who has God blessed you with that helping you through this journey so that you can live a life of purpose.
Believe yourself in what you have inside, no matter what adversity you face. The journey is about up and down. The thrill is about the ups and downs, and it's turbulent and it's never a straight path. But keeping that North Star and whatever you believe in, whatever your passion is, whatever you love, that's what you go and fight for every single day.
The things that we go through in life, trauma, adversity, challenges, problems, those things impact us, there's no doubt. But they don't determine us. They can influence us, but how they influence us, how they impact us is our decision.
Expect it to hurt, spiritually, mentally, and all that, but also know that there's great reward. You're not doing it, you know, just for the pain. Whenever you go through that hurt, you hit a next level, right, where life gets better. You're more broad, you see stuff better. You have perspective.
I think the doubt that we always create for ourselves, it's because we keep the spotlight on ourselves instead of keeping it on God. Because he will fulfill, he knows before he calls us into things. He knows where our lacks are, where our weaknesses are. But God is not asking for our abilities. He's asking for our availability.
The idea of purpose comes in you listening to the voice of your passion. God didn't just put those things there to exist for nothingness. You have to listen to it, follow it, pursue it, and that you find hope. You'll be able to transform life, you touch lives, and not just only that, it will bring opportunity and blessing for you, and not maybe just for you, future generations to come.
Being on the other end of a conversation with you and feeling the joy, and obviously you're married to joy, so that's wonderful, but feeling the joy you feel in life and hearing that I played a small role in that, along with many others. You know, I say to people, look at examples like you and me and see in those examples what might uplift them. I think the greatest lift in life comes from what you help others do with their lives.
Maybe you don't have a disability, but something in you is saying that you have not reached your full potential yet. There's that burning desire in you to do great things, to accomplish great things. You can begin to do that today. It starts with small steps.
The moment I finally got to a place where one person who was struggling and I got them to the other side and seen the light in their eye, I knew I was in the right place.
I think the number one piece of advice I can give someone going through a season of challenge is realizing that when you're in the middle of a fog, you have to keep going to get to the other side.
We all get caught up in analyzing and what if this, what if that, and people telling you what if that, what if this, right? Just do.
Take it from someone who's made a lot of mistakes.
You can turn it around. Thank you for giving, Ibrahim, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
As we come to the end of this special episode, I want to leave you with a quote from a former actor that I used to enjoy watching when I was growing up, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the quote says, "Strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength." So may the stories of resilience and triumph that you've listened to on this special episode continue to resonate with you long after this episode ends. Remember, within every trial lies the potential for growth, strength, and profound purpose. If you are moved by what you heard today, I encourage you to visit www.pgrpod.com. PGR as in Purpose Graciously Revealed, and then POD, pgrpod.com, to watch the video version of this episode. And don't forget to subscribe to the Purpose Graciously Revealed on your favorite platform. We are on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify. Your support means the world to us. If you feel called to, please share this episode with someone who might need to hear these stories of hope and empowerment. There is a lot going on in our world today. There is anxiety among so many people today. You never know what someone might be going through in your family, maybe a colleague, maybe an acquaintance. You just never know the impact that you might make on their life by sharing this powerful episode with them. And if you have a moment, leaving a review on your podcast platform, the favorite platform that you listen to, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leaving a review helps us reach even more hearts and minds. And I am so grateful for all the reviews that I have received so far. It gives me so much joy and pleasure knowing that this podcast is making a transformative impact in the lives of so many people. You bless me as well whenever I get to hear from you, either by the reviews or contacting me directly by email at ib@ibdouble.com. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Until next Tuesday, or 2 Tuesdays from today, stay resilient, stay purposeful, and may your life be filled with boundless blessings. May God reveal His purpose for your life, and may you remain blessed. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on this extraordinary journey of self-discovery and purpose. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to the Purpose Graciously Revealed podcast and leave a review. For more resources and inspiration, visit us at www.pgrpod.com and follow us on Instagram at pgrpod. embrace your inner strength, ignite your purpose, and become the hero of your own extraordinary story.